Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, good afternoon, everybody. You're tuned in to the Indie Review on Blog Talk Radio. We have a great show lined up for you today. So let me give you all the information up front so you can slide in at any time. The number to call in is 646-478-5123. Our guest today, Angela Johnson, has a huge fan base, and I know we have lots of questions for her already coming through the chat room, and there's a couple of people that weren't able to tune in but have emailed questions, so we're going to have a fun time with her today. We don't have a whole bunch of time with her because she is performing tonight, so we have limited time, so make sure you join us in the chat room, call in, or shoot us an email at indiereviewcd@gmail.com in case you have any questions, and we'll try to get all of those in for you. We have a lot going on this week, so sit back, go grab your tea. I already have mine, or your coffee, or whatever it is that you do at 12 noon on a Saturday. In honor of our victorious friends in Egypt, we have a song here by Maya Azucena, Get It Together. We'll be right back.
Now is the time to remind America of the fierce urgency of now.
Hello.
Now is the time.
I think it's so fitting based on the things that are happening in our world today. It's always a relevant song because there's always a revolution going on. So, again, if you want to give us a call, 646-478-5123. Feel free to follow us on the blog, indiereviewforyou.blogspot.com. And at any time, you can shoot us an email at indiereviewcd@gmail.com. We are going to, let me see here, Angela. Angela, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, hello. Welcome to the show. I wanted to get to you right away because I know we don't have a lot of time with you today. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Are you enjoying our lovely weather?
I prefer the warmer weather these days. be honest, I am not a cold weather girl.
Me either.
It's been serious this year.
Compared to what we've had as of late, I think that today we'll take that. We'll take the sun. And we'll take almost 40.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So welcome to the show, the interview.
Thank you for having me.
What we do here, we have a host of independent artists that, you know, they send us emails, they chime in, and they have lots of questions for our guests such as yourself. So I already have two questions off the bat that came via email once we posted that you were going to be on the show.
Excellent.
Yeah, so you have a huge fan base. So for those who are not familiar with Angela Johnson, you have been an independent artist. You've been both signed and an indie for 2 decades?
Yeah, it's been over the course of 2 decades. I've been, I started out with a band by the name of Cooley's Hotbox, which was a band that I developed with another person on campus. And we were doing it for about a good 10 years as a band. You know, that's a long stint for a young band such as us. And I decided that I wanted to do, some solo work. You know, I found the courage to be able to, you know, express myself within the studio as well as on the mic, and, you know, live audiences. And, I wanted to kind of put out an album, and I did my very first album, the first solo project through Purpose Records and Dome Records in the UK. And those are both indie labels that I had put them out. And I've just been, you know, keeping independent. I've been offered, you know, deals here and there from, you know, other major labels, but it seemed more fitting for me to kind of have my hands all over my project rather than going through the middleman and having to pay them back after the album is just,
you know,
this time it's going right back into my own pockets. So that part of it is huge for me.
It's interesting you mention that because we have a listener named Carla out of Houston, and that was her very question, the difference between being signed and doing your own thing. She actually wanted to ask you about that, so you answered it.
there's a lot of other things too, but you know, I think for myself, I can only speak for myself, but I'm sure that many other artists, indie artists, would agree that you know you want to be able to express yourself to the fullest extent, and you don't want anybody to jeopardize what you're really trying to do. So I'm trying to be very true to myself, and the only way that I can do it is through my own personal relationship with my own label. So why not when you can have all of the freedom that you want, which people do not normally have on major labels, and be able to put out the music that you want to do. If you wanted to switch it up from R&B to rock, you know, you can do it. You know, you have your fan base and you're being expressive of yourself, and I would hope that your fans would expect that from you to be who you want to be. And it's really nice to have that freedom within the label.
Well, I mean, your fan base speaks volumes because yours is pretty extensive.
Yeah.
What would you say? How did you connect to them initially? I know that now it's, you know, people just love you. They gravitate toward you. They love your music. They've gotten to know you as the person. What was the thing that connected you to them initially?
Well, I think probably my honesty. You know, I was frightened when I first started, you know, going out and playing my solo project. And seeing, you know, the benefits of being honest, people have been really, really responding to me. And, you know, what I really try to do, rather than trying to create a persona, I'm just trying to be true to the music that I love to hear and listen to and that I sing back home and try to perfect my craft as an artist. I'm a music lover. I will always be a fan of music, and I think people could see that and hear that within my music. And so that's what they see, and that's what they gravitate towards, you know, I would think. And, you know, I'm a very easygoing person on stage as well as off stage, and I think people can see, you know, that I'm really not trying to give them anything else but who I am. And I think that's what a lot of folks are looking for right now, to connect with other artists because they are just like them. And that's really what my latest album is about. The name of the album is called It's Personal. And it really is reflecting my life as a mother, as a wife, as a arranger, musician, songwriter, singer, performing artist, whatever you want to call it. I am doing all of these things and trying to balance it all. It's a tricky balancing act for me, and I'm not perfect. So this album really keyed on what my life is like every day, whether I'm, you know, trying to rush to get my daughter to school and, you know, I'm running late, and then, you know, other things like, you know, just trying to keep a relationship with my husband as pure and as loving as possible, but there are bumps in the roads. I mean, we've been married for 17 years, and it's not easy. It is not easy.
Wow.
And, you know, try living with a musician or an artist.
Yeah.
I would say that, you know, we get a little crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have nothing but respect for my husband to deal with a person like myself, but I'm not that crazy.
Wow.
You know, it is definitely something that's reflected on my album, and a lot of people really appreciate that from my music.
Well, let's see, 17 years of marriage, 20 years in the music business. How do you balance?
Yes, yes, yes. It's been an amazing ride.
That's like two relationships.
Oh, yes. And the funny thing is that, you know, my husband and I have, you know, a dual relationship. We have our personal and then we have our business. He also manages me along with my co-management team partner, George Littlejohn. So, you know, it's definitely, you know, it's not smooth. It's something that we are both working on. It's always a work in progress. And I'm sharing that with folks, you know, who are in the same position as I am or they can take something from it. So, yeah, it's a tricky thing, but, you know, I really wouldn't trade it for anything else.
Well, it definitely looks good on you because you've been managing it and doing a great, great job at it.
Thank you.
You are a violinist.
Yes. I mean, go ahead. Let me explain because I have not been practicing in the last few years. So when someone mentions that, I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, I got to go back and start practicing again. But yeah, I actually went to college to play violin for a couple of years. I studied at SUNY Purchase, which is in the Westchester County area of New York State. And yeah, I studied for the first 2 years at SUNY Purchase, and I loved it. I mean, I love classical music. I love the violin, and it's definitely had given me tools to, you know, to create the kind of music that I create, you know, right now. I definitely incorporate that side of me. But I studied for my last 2 years as a production or a producer. I really wanted to hone my skills in the engineering department and figuring out how to create my own music. I love classical music, but I wasn't creating my own, and I felt the need to do that with R&B music, which is my heart, and gospel music. And so that's where I wanted to go forth with my career. But I will, you know, go back in time and think about, you know, all of the things that, you know, classical has brought to me, the feeling that I get from listening to the music and listening to orchestrated sounds of, you know, strings, you know, whether it's just violins or the violins, violas and cellos and string basses.
I love
the feeling that I get that from that. And I want to share that with my daughter as well. But it gave me also the discipline to be able to, you know, train my ear as well as listening to melody lines. So I guess it helped me in a lot of ways when I come up with lines for, you know, melodies in my music when it comes to, you know, singing and songwriting. So, yeah, this is a part of me that's an integral part of me, but it hasn't been practiced in the last couple of years, I have to say. But I still can play the violin, so that's what I wanted to say. I'm sorry, I dragged it out, but I had to apologize because, you know, it's been a long time. It's been a long time.
I see that often, you know, coming up, a lot of the musicians in New York say that go to Juilliard, or I see them starting to merge into kind of a mainstream music because they are classically trained and some of them do play these instruments,
right,
but are not able to create things with those instruments, so they kind of merge them together with maybe hip-hop and R&B and soul and gospel. So we're starting to see a lot more of that, and I think that they're also bringing their skill set to these genres because when you read music and when you have, you know, the philosophy of music down, and you do have an ear, it just brings a whole different element to what you're able to create.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's what gave me the edge to continue in this business for as long as I have. I've been able to take one side of a style of music and bring it to the other style. And you know, it's definitely just given me more discipline, like I said before, and I can just pick up things a lot quicker than maybe what might take someone else who hasn't had that kind of background to take them as long, to get something, you know what I mean? But I have met with musicians who were so wrapped up in one style of music that they can't open themselves up to play other styles or, you know, to draw from other different styles of music. And they get stuck. And so, you know, it's you spend more time in the studio when you're trying to get that certain feeling. Like I had on one of my albums, I had to deal with some string players that really could not find the feeling that I'm trying to get from them. It was just so straight up and down that they were just so regimented in what they learned within, you know, their classrooms or within, you know, the classical world. And it just was such an energy-draining process just trying to get them to feel what I was feeling but incorporate what they already know and what they've learned. And, yeah, you know, some people get stuck so far in what they do and what they know so well. But I say just branch out. And, you know, there's so many great styles of music that's out there that you can bring from and bring into your own music to create your own thing. And that's what
broadens your horizons, expands your territory, so to speak. And I can speak to that because both my sister and I were classically trained singers. She still sings, by the way. But
beautiful.
A whole different era. Although I chose not to be a singer, I got kind of behind the scenes in the industry. I can still hear certain things that a lot of people can't hear. And I get a little frustrated when I see people that want to get into this business but haven't taken the time to really learn these things, you know, because
absolutely.
It just makes the world different. It's just kind of like a tool of the trade. You have to know certain things. We have a big shout out to you from Colleen Rubino in the chat room.
Oh, get out of here. Hey, Colleen.
Yes.
That's my
she
girl.
She has a question
very supportive,
for you too.
Very supportive.
Yeah, and she says that you are her favorite singer songwriter. So, and she wants
so
your favorite song from the new album is Personal.
Oh, my goodness. Tell her thank you.
I'm telling her right now. She said thank you. any favorite song from the new album?
Favorite songs. Wow. It's really hard to pick just one because, you know, each of them have a special place within my heart, you know, and a purpose for it to be on the particular album. But I do have, you know, a huge response from, you know, songs such as Better. And I wrote the song called For You for my daughter because she specifically asked that I write a song about her because she's asking, why are you always writing about Daddy and, you know, you write about your mom? You know, what about me? So I wrote that song. But it was going to come eventually, but it was, you know, I had to make it happen on this album. But I also, you know, love the song Hurts Like Hell, which I you know, wrote about my, you know, I lost my mother about, it's been 7 years ago, and she had died from, you know, complications of cancer and, you know, what I truly believe, lots of chemotherapy, which really did her in. But just watching her dwindle down to such a small individual and, you know, it took a toll, you know, for me. I had my daughter. I gave birth to my daughter the same year, so I was going through a roller coaster of emotions. And, you know, I probably didn't process, you know, the loss of my mother quite the way that most people would have, and it just took me so long to really get over it. But I don't think you ever get over it. I wouldn't wish this on my biggest enemy. But losing a parent was just something that was very tough for me. But this song really kind of delivered me from that point that, you know, I had to accept that she was gone, you know. But I had to appreciate the time that I've spent with her. But it was just me just releasing what I was going through and putting it on paper and on pen, you know, on song. And I wanted to express that and to let people know that it is okay if, you know, if you're slowly going through the process of losing someone. And that, you know, you will get over it. It'll get easier. But it's just, you know, one of those things that it's a part of life.
And we love that song. And I'm glad you went into the explanation of that because that's one of the songs that we're going to play today.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, so that we can share you. And we've played your music on the show before, and people just love you. If we have a little more time with you, I think we have someone calling in with a question.
Okay, great.
Okay, hold on. Hello, caller. On the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
How you doing? This is Gordon from Providence, Rhode Island.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully, thank you.
Just calling to say, great show. Everything sounds great. I love what you guys are doing. Very positive, good music. I just called to say I appreciate it.
Oh.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Rhode Island.
Yes.
We appreciate you for tuning in.
I will every Saturday. I'll be tuning in every Saturday.
Well, listen, we have Angela Johnson on the show today, and we are going to play her song from her new album. It's personal. The song is titled Hurts Like Hell. So we want you to chime back in and let us know what you think about the song.
I definitely will.
All righty. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Angela?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right, great. So I know that that you have to run. So we're going to honor your time.
No, but I appreciate you having me on your show. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said I just wanted to thank you again for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah. So to all of our friends in the chat room that are sending their love, they really love you, by the way.
Thank you.
And my boss at work, when I sent him the link to the show, and he was like, oh, my God, you know how much I love her?
Oh, that's so sweet.
So I'm going to give a big shout-out to Fernando Carbonell.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so he sends his love as well.
What's up, Angie?
And that's C-Truth.
How you doing, Angela?
Who's this?
This is C-Truth.
How you doing? Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem, no problem. I was stuck in the mean streets of New York.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so I'm a little tardy today.
Okay.
So,
yes, it is very cold outside.
Right. So I know you're getting ready for the big show tonight.
Yes, I'm actually going to the Apollo Cafe, that is, on 125th, and I'm going to be backing up Joy from Atlanta, so it's really exciting. I've been backing her up on keys and some vocals, and, you know, she's doing, you know, some classics, so we're going to have a wonderful time. We had the first show last night, so I guess I might sound a little sleepy because I got back home really late, but we're doing the second show tonight.
That's beautiful.
Well, there's that versatility that we were talking about, that diversity.
That's right, absolutely. So I'm doing a little bit of rock. A little bit of soul, a little bit of R&B.
Okay.
It's excellent. This is what I love to do.
Nice. Well, have a great, great time. You guys have a blast.
Thank you.
Joy, that the indie review says hello, and we'll be speaking with her soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I'll definitely give her the
Thanks a lot.
Note.
Have a great day.
All right. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Again, you're tuned in to the Indie Review Radio on Blog Talk Radio. C-Truth and I. We have a lot of show left for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so join us in the chat room if you get a chance. Feel free to give us a buzz at 646-478-5123. We'd be more than happy to have you on the show, answer any questions you have, listen to any insight or even any music recommendations. You know. So, again, that was Angela Johnson. We love her. And we are going to play her song for you that she spoke of earlier called Hurts Like Hell. Let us know what you think about it. Again, 646-478-5123 or join us in the chat room. We'll be right back.
Home in the sky. I wasn't ready to see.
That was Yazara with Save the Day. We like that, right?
Yes, Yazara.
Yazara.
Azra.
Yes, because love will save the day. And she actually got her start out by backing up and doing background vocals for Erykah Badu. So that's how she got her foot in the business. Miss Dada Ra. And we'll get her on the show somewhere down the line. We are efforting that at the moment. So you'll be definitely hearing Miss Dada Ra on the program very, very soon.
I will know how to say her name by the time she's on the show. Yadira. I will know how to say that. Yeah. So, for those of you that are just tuning in for the first time, we have a couple of customers. We have Rebecca Beard out of Utah.
Utah, what's up? Okay.
Colleen is on. She's a huge fan of Penny. This is Gordon from Rhode Island called. Enjoying the show. We appreciate you guys, and we hope that this won't be the last time. Everyone's calling 646-478-5123. Feel free to give us a buzz at any time during the show. Make sure you follow the blog too. It's indiereview4u.blogspot.com. Share the love, share the word, spread the word, because we're going to be around for a long time, right, see?
Also, share the music. If there's artists that you know, no matter big or small, that you feel should be heard by the masses, absolutely get in contact with us. Email us interviewcd@gmail.com. We'll check it out as long as there's no actors involved. As long as there's no radio ready and professional, we'll get it on. And we'll even have the artists on it. And we'll also get a packet going with that, you know. And if you want to find out more about that, go to interviewforyou.blogspot.com. It's a great package. Make sure you get that. Well worth your dollars. And you get like a whole professional AD development announcement when you do that. All that.
That's a lot of stuff. Well, we have an interesting question that came about from one of our listeners. They want to know, as an independent artist that has very limited budget but wants to create big things, should they be working if they have a job? Now, I want to say this. There's a lot of artists, and when I say job, let's describe what job means, because it can be relative, believe it or not, to some people. So job means you go to a place every day. You could be on salary. That's, you know, they never work. You get a paycheck, you have a best paycheck. And that's definitely a job. That's what I mean when I say that's what he asked about a job. My advice to him was, yes, I think it's important for you to be able to support your dream, you know, because at the end of the day, no matter what your team is doing, ultimately this is your dream. So why would other people want to invest in your dream if they don't see you willing to take the first step in investing in your dream? Some people might think a little different. What do you think, C?
Oh, I think you're absolutely right, 100% on target. People may think different, but you got to. You have to be the first one to invest in yourself, put time in yourself, and really, really show that you're serious about what it is that you're doing. Because once you do that, it may take some time for people to really realize and get into what you're doing, but once they see you've been at it for a while and you're really, really serious about it and you're putting in the proper work to get to where you're trying to go, they're going to support you. In these days and times, it takes people a while to come around. I mean, that goes with anything, though. You know, people are very skeptical, and people live in the fast food world. I want it now. I want to see now. Results. I mean, you know, they want to be able to pop in a pill and
make it happen or drop
a seed in the ground and, like, see all the flowers grow, like, right then and there. But, you know, this industry, this entertainment world, it takes time, especially if you're going to be somebody that's going to be around for a while. That's the key. Because you can do just any old shortcuts and just come out with, you know, all kinds of things and be here for a few minutes and then you're gone and nobody ever knows about you and they're like, oh, yeah, whatever happened to that guy? Oh, anyway, next.
Right.
But
one hit wonder.
Exactly. But if you want to be someone who's around for years and years and years and can tour, you know, forever – then you got to invest in yourself.
And I think that when you hear people like Angela talk about how she balances between family and music, she's been married for 17 years, she has a small child, she has had a industry and a career for 20 years, how can someone say, I don't have time to work? Like, it just, when you put it in perspective like that, it just doesn't make any sense. So now you're looking at it crazy, like, really? Really, son?
Exactly.
But no, I say that because, and when I say job, I mean, like, there are people out there that, you know, that act and do various things that generate an income for them, and it's able to afford them the opportunity to support their craft. They can buy studio time, or they can hire, you know, someone to do their press or do their marketing, or, you know, they can really have all of their ducks in a row. I'm talking about the ones that are constantly reaching out to people, knowing good and well they don't have a budget. What is that about? So when the gentleman asked the question, I just laughed because I was like, you really want to hear this from me? He was like, yes, I would like to know what you have to say about it. So I shared it with him, and this young man who is a go-getter, you know, he relocated to New York from a different area, and he works as a waiter, but he's still, and he's not making a lot of money. But I think people see that drive in him, and they want to help him because they see that he's doing so much for himself. So I think it just really makes a big difference. So to answer Chris's question, yes, I personally believe that it helps when you have a job so that you can support your dreams. My co-host believes the same thing. The listeners can share what they believe, so you guys can tune in if you want. 646, what's our number? What's our number?
478-5123.
Yeah, that's it. Give us a call. Let us know how you feel about that. Or join us in the chat room and give us your two cents about whether or not artists should have jobs to support their dreams or their careers. Yep. So we are, looks like we're almost at our Indy 100 point in the show.
Yes, you're right.
Where C has this whole thing set up for y'all. So just, we got sound effect. I mean, it's the work. So I'll let him introduce the Indy 100 Artist of the Week.
Well, you know, we're going to do one song before that. We're going to do a song from, let's do something from a lady by the name of Shay Fio. This is called Lonely Lovely. New artist on the scene. And that's what we do here in the review. We give you music and artists that you may not have heard before, and they have great music, and she's one of them. And check us out. Check this out. Let us know what you think about it. 646-478-5123. And then right after this, we'll be back with the Indy 100 Artist of the Week.
I can't wait.
Indy Review on Blog Talk. Yeah.
At home.
Okay, that was Lonely Lovely. Lonely Lovely. JPO. Yeah, we like that. We like good music, don't we? Yeah, we like that. All day, every day. So I love going to the inbox and seeing emails from artists that have checked out the show and want to submit their stuff. And I have to say most of it's pretty good. Most of it's really good, actually. And we play it. How about that?
Yes, we do, we do, we do. And we also feature those artists that we consider our Indie 100. Right, right. And what's my car that you hear in the background? The Indie 100 consists of those musicians who are in the fast lane, burning rubber towards stardom, setting stages into a tailspin while maneuvering their high-frequency equipment. Yes, indeed. And this week, we are putting the lights on a brother by the name of Ahmad. He comes from the fine city of San Diego.
West Side.
Otherwise known as the Dago, born and raised there. And, you know, he's been doing this thing for a while. He had a personal interest in songwriting and decided to take that a step further and, you know, put himself out there as a musician. And, you know, he developed himself in performing arts, doing his thing on stage, and made a little transition into acting as well. And his single, Super Bad, which we're about to get into, has been really, really doing some great, great things for him. And he's recently played at the Los Angeles Convention Center, the Black Expo. He's done a numerous amount of colleges, you know, talent shows, Sweet 16 parties. He's just been getting around. And some of his influences are Usher, Freddie Jackson, and he just loves it all, be it new artists, old artists. He's just, you know, into music, period, and that's what we like about Mr. Ahmad, and that's why he's our Indie 100 Artist of the Week.
That's right.
And here's his song right now, Super Bad.
I'm super bad.
She's super bad, bad, 5+5, she's a tenner. Than the rest of them. Head did nails done. Body so amazing. Got me wondering where she came from. Walks with her confidence, looking like she haven't done. They getting compliments, but this was from the president. Pretty face curves in all the right places. She really got me tripping like some untied laces. Homie say she's bad, but that's such an understatement. Shawty super bad, ain't no other way to say it.
I like
Your body picture perfect. We should do a movie. Yeah, you a star, and I'm a fan and a groupie.
Okay.
Girl, you drive me
crazy.
Loony. And you a certified bad girl. You just smack. And your hair pulled. And I can handle that. Get a handful. Looking good. I just want a little sample.
How did y'all like that? Super bad. 5 plus 5, she's a tenor. That's my favorite part of the song. Yeah, so feel free to give us a buzz. Let us know what you think about our Indie 100 Artist of the Week, Ahmad out of the West Side, San Diego. 478-5123. We had a full show today, huh?
Full show, of course. Big ups to Miss Angela Johnson. Great artist. She puts a lot of work, and I have to give her props, bow down to her for being able to hold down a marriage for how long? 17 years? 17 years. Kids. Still a musician in this crazy, crazy entertainment world, you know, and have kids that are normal and sane throughout all of that, and still be able to put out great music and do all the work that she's doing, you know, not just for herself, but, you know, as she said earlier, she plays keyboard, she does background work, violins, and, you know, and she's going to be at the Apollo backing up Joy.
And next weekend, on the 18th, she's going to be performing at NJ Pack, opening for Frankie Beverly and May, so that's going to be an amazing, amazing show. But I love her humility, and I like the fact that, you know, you're never too big to go and sing back up for one of your people or play keyboard for one of your folks, as opposed to, you know, I'm not open up to this person or I'm not, you know, I'm too big for that. You're never too big. It's really about your passion and about the craft. And I think that when you really enjoy that, that's why that's what it is, because they see, you know, her authenticity and they gravitate toward that. But yeah. Next weekend, NJ Pack, February 18th, opening up for Frankie Beverly and May. So I don't know how many tickets are left, but you guys may want to try and go cop those because,
sure.
Yeah, Newark, New Jersey, you know, there are some good things that happen in Jersey. It's not all about the Big Apple all of the time. Just an FYI. So again, for our new listeners, make sure that you check out the blog because there is where we post additional information about the show, things that we're not able to get on the show, information that's been shared to us by people that visit the show, and that's www.indiereview4u.blogspot.com. That's the blog. So make sure you follow us there and feel free to share that information with your people. Let them know about the Indie Review.
Absolutely. And also, once again, if you have any questions whatsoever, as long as it's, you know, pertaining to the industry, entertainment, you know, not questions like, you know, where can I find, you know, the shoes, or, you know, where can I get something on the budget, you know, I mean, those may be pertinent questions for you. Yeah, we may know the answers, but we're more focusing on the entertainment end of things here. So, and we're trying to help people out and give them information that they can use as artists, producers, managers, and executives out there as well. So definitely hit us up, indiereviewcd@gmail.com or indiereviewforyou.blogspot.com. And we're always welcome to hear from you out there. And remember, always join us in the chat room during the show. We talk to you live and in person on that. And, you know, always call us up, 646-478-5123. It's almost time for us to get up on out of here.
Yeah, as usual.
Yes.
It flies by.
It does.
It flies by, but I'm glad to see that. This is going to be my highlight of the show.
Mm.
Our exit song, our outro music, because...
Okay, can we get a little cake, too?
Oh, yeah, cake every day.
So I love some cake.
We love cake every day.
Yeah.
We love cake every day. Well, first of all, let me just say this. We are always sending our listeners love and light, always, 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 because we appreciate you guys and we love you guys to death. The show is doing very well. We are getting
an enormous amount of downloads for the show. People are really checking out the archives. I mean, the people that listen to the show live, we so appreciate you guys as well. But when they hit those archives and the numbers go up like crazy, we're always like, wow, we're always fascinated by that. And the producers from Blog Talk are always hitting us up like, oh, this person is following the show and this is a new favorite. So we really, really appreciate the love. We're humbled by it. And it just lets us know that we're doing everything that we're supposed to do and bringing light to up-and-coming artists as well as people that are seasoned, letting them have a forum and a platform to share some of the things that are important to them. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in. And we're here every week. We ain't going nowhere.
Right.
Every week. If anything, the show will expand and get longer because we hate to say goodbye to you guys. And sometimes we get people on the show that love being here with us and they want to talk, 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 and we like to listen, listen, listen. But unfortunately, we only have an hour or so. We are going to leave you today with our very special friend, Avery Sunshine, who we love to death. If you go back to the archives on the blog, you hear when she was with us on the show. Oh, we had a blast with her. Right? She is definitely a blast of sunshine. She will be performing next weekend at BAM, actually. So the 25th, the following weekend, the 25th at BAM. So we're going to go and check out Miss Avery Sunshine. But we're going to leave you today with her song, All in My Head. It's a beautiful song. And with that, we again want to say thank you so much for listening. We love you guys, and we're sending you love and light, and have a fantastic week. Until next time, peace.